As you've been hearing throughout the programme, a peace deal has been touted by the US and Israel. The 20-point plan sets out terms for both sides to stop fighting. Well, here's the reaction to the plan from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Rather than wait for this miraculous transformation, your plan provides a practical and realistic path forward for Gaza in the coming years, in which Gaza will be administered neither by Hamas nor the Palestinian Authority, but by those committed to a genuine peace with Israel. I think this can be not only a new beginning for Gaza, I think it can be a new beginning for the entire region.
Well, under the proposal, Israeli troops will partially withdraw. And earlier here on the programme, Mustafa Barghouti, General Secretary of the Palestinian National Initiative, told us the peace plan is designed without Palestinian input. And he identified Israeli troops remaining in Gaza as a major concern.
There is nothing about Israeli full withdrawal from Gaza. They speak about, as Netanyahu said, slow, gradual withdrawal. That means keeping all the parameters that could lead to tension and explosion.
Oliver McTiernan, Director of Forward Thinking, a mediation and resolution organisation, joins us on the line now. Oliver, from what Mustafa Barghouti was saying earlier on in the programme, the mood music isn't great on this, is it?
No, and I think Mustafa put his finger on it. This is the product of a unilateral process. The Palestinians, not just Hamas, were excluded. Now, top-down imposed non-inclusive processes, we know from our own experience on the island of Ireland, but certainly from Iraq, that these don't just work. You need to involve everyone, get buy-in from everyone if you want a durable solution. And certainly this proposed plan has not done that.
Well, Hamas is studying the proposal because they've got it now, it's reported. But how likely do you think it could be to accept this?
Well, it's an ultimatum, isn't it? If you look carefully at the words, it's not a sort of agreement that you can easily buy into. It's an ultimatum. And in Trump's words, they either accept it or, his words to Netanyahu, you will have the full backing to do what you have to do. Now, that to me sounds a massive threat. And it's, in my experience, and especially in the region, when you start trying to impose and threaten, all you do is stiffen resistance. I hope it will bring some relief to the endless nightmare 2 million people are suffering. And of course, the ordeal that the hostages and their families are suffering. But sadly, I doubt it.
But do you think it can bring some relief? Because we hear Benjamin Netanyahu using language like, you know, this can be done the easy way or it can be done the hard way, because that sounds coarse. It sounds like a stark message.
I wish I had the confidence that he had really bought into this plan. If you see his interviews after the appearance with President Trump, and even his language during that appearance, I think he is still very much committed to his original objective to see the total demise of Hamas, and the second was the return of the hostages. Now, I was in the Knesset just 2 weeks ago, and I had extensive talks with various parties, but even his own party. There was the feeling strongly that the war would go on for at least another 6 months, and that the only solution that they were talking about is to see the deportation of the people of Gaza. I think as this conference was going on, killing was still going on in Gaza, and we see the conditions in which now the Gazans are living are just totally intolerable. So my fear is you'll get involuntary migration.
Well, we've seen peace plans, we've seen ceasefire plans over the past 2 years. Is this something that can be achieved?
Yes, of course it can be achieved, but it must be
but on the back
through
of this
the
plan.
Engagement, not on the back of this plan. I think, as I say, anyone who reads Thomas Ricks's book, Fiasco, on what happened in Iraq, will realise this is just a repeat no lessons have been learned. It seems to me to be driven more by investment interests rather than actually the real needs of Gaza and the real need to build the social fabric of Gaza, the health, the education, the legal system, the economic system, and not just focus on the rebuilding, the bricks and the mortar. And I think that's the fear I would have at the moment.
Oliver McTiernan, Director of Forward Thinking, a mediation and resolution organisation. Thanks for joining us this morning.